Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program, and happy new year. 2019 is here, and we've got a great year of shows planned for you. Today, we're in Scottsdale, Arizona, to learn about the state of the single-family home markets across the country, and we'll take a look at a specific market with the Real Estate Guys Market Spotlight and a great guest. Today on the Real Estate Guys radio program. Are you achieving everything you want in life? What if there was a time-tested way for you to get everything you've ever dreamed of? The most successful people in life set goals and keep themselves accountable for their achievement. But how? The good news is that it's not rocket science. You too can learn the skills and unleash the motivation that will create success in your life. And now is the time. Hi, this is Robert Helms, and I'd like to personally invite you to attend Create Your Future, the 2019 Goals Retreat, January 18th to 20th in beautiful Lake Las Vegas, Nevada. This unique weekend event has been called phenomenal, inspirational, and life-changing by the hundreds of people that have attended. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com under events or call 888-489-7723, extension 18. Get your life back on track, physically, spiritually, and financially. Attend the 2019 Goals Retreat on the third weekend of the new year. Click events at realestateguysradio.com to register. This is no dress rehearsal. Live the life you were meant to. Visit realestateguysradio.com or call 888-489-7723, extension 18, today. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. This week, broadcasting from Scottsdale, Arizona, I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, as usual, co-host financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
We're at IMN's annual single-family housing event, which is not what you're thinking. If you've not been before, it's not folks who are looking to buy their first single rental home. Instead, you have some folks like that, but mostly it's bigger groups, it's hedge funds, it's companies that are out buying dozens and hundreds and thousands of properties, and it's our second year here.
Yeah, it's really quite interesting because you've been to a lot of real estate investing seminars or meetup groups and things like that. You get a lot of people that are kind of the no money down crowd. They're trying to figure out how to buy their first property, or you know, they're trying to get fannied and freddied out, get their first 8 or 10 properties, whatever it is they're trying to do. They're learning the ropes. These guys are coming at it with institutional thinking. They're very market savvy. They think about demographics. They really understand economics. They have their financial models down, talking basis points and all these strategies that they're using to extract yield, entrance strategies, exit strategies. Very, very sophisticated. But, you know, even though there's a lot of very sophisticated people here and big players, there's also a number of people we've spoken to that are just your mom and pop investors that are smart enough to be here to see what the big picture looks like, to see what the big players are thinking. If you've been out there in the marketplace as a mom and pop investor competing for inventory, it's kind of good to come see the people you're competing against and what they're thinking about. We talk all the time about this notion of follow the big dogs. You know, look at what people who are big, who are sophisticated, who have a lot of money to do research, who are very well connected. Look at what they're thinking. Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're concerned about. Look at how they're positioning themselves. And you can learn a couple of things. One, you may potentially see a trend or a opportunity to ride some coattails and get in on some action. The other thing is you may find the opportunity to get out of the way and find a crevice or some little niche that they can't get to, they can't respond to as well. So anyway, a lot of good things are coming out of the conference. It's a lot of fun enjoying sitting in the sessions, talking with the folks, and just getting our brains filled with good ideas.
Well, and these folks do a really good job. The IMN organization, they do real estate events throughout the country in all kinds of different spaces. They do, you know, I remember I went years ago to a mezzanine lending conference they did. They're doing a upcoming multifamily property management event. So a very unique set of offerings in different places. But what attracted us to this event right now is that there is definitely an imbalance, if you will, between supply and demand when it comes to single family homes. Remember Warren Buffett all those years ago said, you know, if I could, I'd go buy 200,000 houses, but I can't do that. Well, in reality, some of the folks here, maybe they're not 200,000, but they're buying 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 houses. There was a breakout session just for folks who had 1,000 or more properties. In fact, our guest today is a gentleman who manages nearly that many properties and has done a whole bunch of properties over the last 20 years, and he creates inventory for investors. That's not what everybody at this conference does, but we like to get out and kind of learn where the puck's going. And you brought up a good point. If I'm just a mom and pop in this business and I go to a mom and pop conference, I'm not going to get the level of research and details that the presenters and the panelists have at an event like this.
Well, if you think about how quickly they can move versus you, you can move a lot faster.
Yeah.
So you come to a conference like this. For example, one of the comments that came out were some of the big players were saying, hey, you know, the primary markets are a little tapped out. Prices are bid way up. It's hard to make the numbers make sense. The other thing is they're trying to buy in bulk, and when there's not a lot of bulk to buy in markets that are tapped out, they go looking for other places. But they take time to aggregate their capital, to get their team in place, to do all the things they got to do to operate at scale. It gives you as a little investor the opportunity to front run a little bit. In other words, you can get there and be there ahead of them, if you will, if you kind of know what they're doing. And so the spillover of all the money coming into the primary market space is beginning to seek yield in secondary and tertiary markets. And so that gels real well with what we want to talk about today, because that's a trend we've seen happening as well. And we came here looking to either have that view challenged or affirmed. And I think, at least as far as what I've learned so far, a little bit affirmed. It seems like that's the way they're thinking right now.
So big picture on choosing a market in single family, you know, I like to say live where you want to live and invest where the numbers make sense. And if you invest in a place where it's easy to find great rental property, well, then awesome for you. But you might not live in a place like that. We've met many folks here who live somewhere and their primary investment market is somewhere else.
Yeah.
Now, our guest today lives in the very market that he's worked in for the last 20 years. It's the only market he does. And we're excited to have a guy like that on the show because he knows his market down cold. But if I'm approaching a market, a big MSA, top 10 MSA, like the San Francisco Bay Area or Dallas, Texas or Phoenix, Arizona, those markets are a little pricey right now, and it's hard to find great deals. And yet, our experience has been for the last 10 years, we found really great cash flows in those secondary and tertiary markets. And they aren't always markets that people are talking about. And even if a few are, they're not necessarily sharing that information, right? It's one of those things when you're in a small market. You know, if you're based on equity growth, you want the price to go up, then you want to tell the world about the marketplace. But if you're trying to get great cash flows, you keep your mouth shut. I won't say today's market is a secret, but certainly it's not a top 10 or even top 20 MSA.
Yeah, I think that's really the point, you know, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to get a little bit off the beaten path. You don't want to be where all the competition is. And then the other thing is you got to know the market down to the neighborhood. One of the things that I've always enjoyed about, you know, the folks we work with in Memphis is the guy there's been there since forever. He knows the market cold. And that's really what you got to have. We say when you go to look at a market, the first thing you want to do is figure out your personal investment philosophy. Who are you? What are you trying to accomplish in your portfolio? What are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? Once you've determined that, you go looking for a market, and the market is both a geographic market, it's a product type market, it's a demographic market that's going to fit what you're trying to do, because not all markets are the same. They're like you. They have a personality,
yep.
And you're looking for compatibility. When you figure that out, the next thing to do is get boots on the ground, get a great team who knows the market down to the neighborhood. And the advantage you have as a small investor is there's pieces of the market that are available to you that the big players have to pass over because there's not enough of it for them to deal in bulk. And so that's where a guy like who we're going to talk to today really gives you a competitive advantage, because you've got somebody who's in the market, knows it cold, he's big enough to be able to have a deal flow, but small enough in terms of the market to understand where the niches are. And there's a place in the relationship for a mom and pop investor to fit. So checks a lot of boxes.
So we're going to Kansas City. They got a crazy way of living there. We're going to get us some. We're going to learn about Kansas City, Missouri when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
If you want to learn how you could potentially increase your net worth by over $1 million and quit your job in just a few short years, listen closely for the next 60 seconds. This is Brad Sumrock, and over the past 16 years, I've helped thousands of people invest profitably in real estate, but not just any type of real estate. I specialize in helping people syndicate large apartment buildings so that they can be business owners and investors. In today's competitive environment, it's even more important than ever to leverage an experienced mentor, invest in your education, and have a team of advisors that has established relationships nationwide. And so many people right now seem to be struggling to find deals and then get them funded, but yet Sumrock students are thriving in today's marketplace. We've purchased nearly 7,000 units and nearly $500 million in purchase volume over the past 12 months. And with the new Trump tax laws, apartment investors are positioned now better than ever before to pay even less in taxes. To find out more, send an email to apartmentsnow@realestateguysradio.com and you'll get my recent presentation called Why Apartments Now. That's apartmentsnow@realestateguysradio.com.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki. I'm the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And if you're serious about learning how to invest in real estate, listen to the Real Estate Guys. They really know what they're talking about.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station all the time at realestateguysradio.com. We're talking today about the amazing cash flow market of Kansas City. And joining us, let's welcome from that fine town, Mr. Patrick Grace. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're intrigued about what's going on in Kansas City. How long have you been there?
I've been there for 20 years now.
Wow, you're starting to figure it out.
Starting to figure it out.
So we were talking before about just looking for cash flow markets, markets that make sense. And let's take a look at the drivers in the market. Why do people come to Kansas City? Why do people live in Kansas City? Who is your market?
So the reason people are coming to Kansas City is it's cheap. The housing is cheap. The cost of goods are cheap. Everything in Kansas City is relatively cheap compared to other places in the United States. I also think it's safe. We don't have the huge ups and the huge downs like maybe in the West Coast or the East Coast.
Right.
So it's relatively flat. You know, we might have a little up or a little down, but we're not going to crash like these other markets have a tendency to crash.
Now, the last time I was in Kansas City was more than 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So, and there is, I guess we should point out, there's Kansas City, Missouri,
right,
and there's Kansas City, Kansas.
Kansas
City, and they're not that far away from each other,
right?
Right,
yeah.
But you guys are primarily in the Missouri side.
All our focus is on the Missouri side. There's about 9,000 square miles that makes up the Kansas City metro area,
yep,
and there's two states, you know, but with Kansas City being so geocentral, that's why another draw or a big driver on why people come to Kansas City, especially businesses, because it's right in the middle of the United States. You have the river there. You have, it's the second largest rail network, you know, for railroad, and a big transportation, warehouse, distribution hub, all in the middle of the United States right there in Kansas City.
Well, and there's some college students that come to Kansas City, right?
You know, I was doing some research, and I was surprised to find out that there were almost 47 four-year colleges within 30 to 40 miles of the Kansas City area, and how many students actually come to college and then stay. right? They end up staying, the millennials are staying in Kansas City.
Well, that's a really interesting phenomenon because it happens other places too, where someone, say, goes away for college because they're pursuing a degree in a particular area, or cost of living could be another reason. And then they're in the community for 4 years and they graduate and decide, hey, I like it here.
Yeah, I like it here. It's easy to get started, right? You can have a degree, your wife could have a degree, and you can actually own a house in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, where you do everything right in California and you're still a renter, right? You're outpriced from the market. You can't purchase. So I think people love Kansas City for that.
Yeah, for sure. Now let's talk about affordability, because it's kind of a two-edged sword. It's at a very affordable market, but because of that, I think some investors think, well, if it's so inexpensive, people can buy instead of rent, but there's still a strong rental component. Talk about why there are tenants that remain tenants for a long time in Kansas City.
Well, I think the big reason for that is one of the, I guess, weaknesses of Kansas City might be the fact that we don't have a lot of high-paying jobs, because we have the cheap cost of living and cheap housing. Our pay tends to be a little bit less in Kansas City, so less than the median, right? So that's what makes people stay renters. You know, they might not have the income to purchase houses, and the affordability of rent is really cheap over there in Kansas City. So usually we're in that market between, I don't know, $1,000 to $1,400 rent. And those are on $150,000 homes.
Okay.
You know, between $100,000 to $150,000 homes.
So just looking at the rough numbers, that seems to make sense. Now, talk about availability of housing, because I imagine that folks could stay in apartments, or is there 2 to 4 unit buildings, those kinds of things. How much of the single family space is really available for tenants?
That's a pretty good question. I think there's a lot of single families available, but they tend to go quick. You know, my rent list, I might have maybe 30 to 40 homes for rent right now, and we manage over 700. So, and we usually rent maybe 20 to 30 homes a month. So they're going fast, and inventory's low everywhere. You know, so we're focusing more on distressed, foreclosed auction type properties, and then rehabbing them and bringing them back to life and creating new energy in the market with those houses.
Well, and you guys are kind of unique in that there's a lot of folks who are pursuing inventory in Kansas City, but you kind of take it soup to nuts. You have a property management business, you have a construction and development business that you can turn these homes, but it's not just get in, fix them, and sell them off.
Right.
Most of these are held for the production of income,
right,
and you make those available to investors.
Yes. So we provide a vertically integrated business model. So we own a real estate company that has over 200 real estate agents. We own a construction company that has 100 to 150 subcontractors. And then we own a big property management company. So we're full service, one-stop shop for the investor. Whether you're a mom and pop investor or you want to do a 50 to 100 homes next year, we can help you service your portfolio.
Now, it seems to me that a market like this could be a great market for someone starting out an investment property, because the properties make sense financially and the price points probably aren't too high. Talk about that. What's the typical home that you sell to investor sell for? What does the financing look like? And who are the investors that you see coming and taking these homes?
So the typical home that we're selling is around $130,000 to $150,000.
Okay.
Three bedroom, two bath, two car garage, split level, you know, between 12 to 1500 square foot. We're finding them through auctions. We're finding them through courthouse steps, MLS, wholesalers.
And you have a big army of real estate agents.
And we got a big army of real estate agents that can bring us deals and help us find deals. So all the companies kind of work together.
And that's great, because we often talk about real estate is really more cooperation than it is competition. So someone comes in and buys a $150,000 rental house. It's probably a nicer house than they're picturing in their mind. Walk us through the metrics. How much do they typically put down? What does it rent for? Those kinds of things.
Okay, awesome. So the financing on the $150,000 house, they're usually putting down a 20 to 25%.
Okay.
They can get approved through Fannie if they don't have enough houses or conventional type loans. We have a lot of capital for the investors if they want to come in and they want to use like bridge capital. They charge 35%, 40% down, but they don't you know, no income verification.
So that's typically for someone who's maybe Fannie and Freddie'd out. They can come in and they can get capital, a little higher cost, but it still makes sense for an asset like this.
Right. And there's IRA funds available. There's companies that we're using for IRAs, 1031 exchanges. So there's a whole bunch of investors coming into Kansas City, and I think they can spread their money out in Kansas City, right? They can, you know, not one house is not going to be $400,000, right? They can buy four $100,000 houses. So my sweet spot is between $100,000 to $150,000. I feel like the network is big for that price point. The renters are plentiful in that price point. I don't like going below, you know, $800 rent, because then you got too many problems. I can't scale. It's I get a lot of issues with those renters. Sure. And then when you go above $1,500 rent, your pool of renters is really small in Kansas City. Not too many people can afford that higher rent in Kansas City. So the sweet spot is right there between $1,000 to $1,500, between $100,000 to $150,000 on the house. Tons of financing available, tons of comps in the neighborhoods that we provide properties for, and we own the long-term piece. We're not just buying something and selling it to you and then exiting the situation, right? We have to stand by everything we do because we own the long-term property management piece.
And that's not a small point, because if you guys are going to stay in the partner relationship with an investor, you're going to be their property manager. You're not going to put them into something that you don't want to manage, right? And too many times people end up with a house that nobody wants to manage. Let's talk about property management and tenant landlord law. You know, some states are more favorable to tenants. Some states are more favorable to landlords. How would you rate Missouri?
I'd say Missouri is definitely more favorable toward landlords.
Okay.
Okay, so I can get in front of a judge within 25 to 30 days, and I can have a tenant out within the next, I'd say, 30 days. So usually it's taken me about 45 to 60 days to complete an entire eviction. And that's if I have to have the sheriff come out and set them out on the street. You know, I mean, most times with the tenants that we're providing and the homes that we're providing in that price point, they have sense to leave before they get their stuff put on the street.
Well, that's one of the things I like about your price point from the rent perspective. This isn't $600 a month, right? It's $1,000, $1,200, $1,400 a month. Those folks are generally better qualified.
Yes.
Now, stuff always happens, so you never know. But going in, we want to make sure we understand, is it easy to get a tenant out? Is it difficult? So the fact that it's easy and that you guys know what you're doing about it makes sense. And then you talked about the occupancy level overall. I think before we started the interview, and your portfolio is fairly well occupied, what do you see moving forward? Because you're on the rental side, so you get inquiries from people. Is it a robust market? Do you think it's going to grow? Is it starting to level out? What does that look like?
No, I think the market is there. We get tons of guest cards and renter applications every day. A lot of them was just tenant screening, so important, right? I mean, we're turning a lot of people away, and we're just keeping the honeys, the good stuff.
You
know, I mean, we're not renting the people who have, you know, 400 credit or who, you know, one of the biggest things for me is job history.
You know,
I like seeing people who've been on the job for 10 years. I'll rent to that guy all the time, right? Because he's not going to lose his job, and we can go after him if something happens, you know, in eviction. So job history is a big indicator for me, but there is a lot of renters coming in. Our portfolio is 97% occupied right now, and we have very high occupancy and very low vacancy through our portfolio with the product that we're putting out there in Kansas City.
Excellent. Now, you know, we have listeners all over the world, in fact, and so let's talk about somebody who doesn't maybe know Kansas City well. They haven't been to the marketplace, but they're intrigued and interested. The way you guys are set up, you've got a lot of owners that don't live near you. What's that process look like? How do you interface with the owner from a property management perspective?
That's a great question. So I'd say 90% of my clients do not live in Kansas City, right? They're just sending capital over, and we're providing them all the services and the real estate. So for us, we're big Google and Gmail. Through Gmail, I can share scopes, I can share picks. they could be on a vacation in Mexico and still follow what's going on with their construction process.
Okay.
Right? Or we also use a property management software called AppFolio. They have an owner's portal where they can log in and they have access to all the data, all the work orders, everything they're going to need. So it's completely virtual. And as long as they have a Wi-Fi connection, they can check in and get status on anything from acquisitions to construction to property management.
Good stuff. We're talking today with Patrick Grace about Kansas City, Missouri, and the opportunity there. When we come back, we'll find out how his company helps investors in two different ways. Plus, he's prepared a great report with more information about the marketplace. We'll tell you how to get that before we're finished. And we'll play real estate trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
All aboard! Registration is now open for the Real Estate Guys 17th Annual Investors Summit. Imagine spending 9 days with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals. Returning in 2019, our sales legend Tom Hopkins, international developer Beth Clifford, authors of Prosper, Chris Martinson and Adam Taggart, and the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin. Also back is the editor of the Gold Newsletter, Brian London, and Jim Rohn's 18-year business partner, Kyle Wilson. And joining us live and in person for his 7th Investor Summit in a row, Peter Schiff. Plus, lots more to be announced. It all begins March 15th, 2019 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to learn more and reserve your spot. This transformational week is like no conference you've ever attended. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit and make plans to spend a week with the Real Estate Guys and an all-star faculty on the 17th Annual Investors Summit at Sea.
Have you decided to invest in real estate but find you don't have the time to evaluate your options? Successful real estate investing takes expertise, market knowledge, and time. Many affluent investors with busy schedules choose to rely on real estate experts. They partner with proven teams with a successful track record. Four Peaks Capital Partners have created a system which allows accredited investors an opportunity to invest in undervalued assets. If you're an accredited investor looking for passive income, call 877-5-INCOME. That's 877-5-INCOME or visit privateincomeinvestments.com.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio show. Thanks for tuning into the program. We're excited for a whole new year of broadcasts, and if this is the year you decide to start doing bigger deals with other people's money, then come on out to The Secrets of Successful Syndication. Happens middle of February in Dallas, Texas. All the details on our website at realestateguysradio.com. Before we get back to our interview with Patrick Grace, let's play real estate trivia. That's your chance to win a prize by knowing today's real estate trivia question. When you hear the question and think you want to take a guess at the answer, fire away an email to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address. Because if you're the winner, we're going to send you an amazing book called The One Thing That Changed Everything. It's a compilation of lots of great stories from incredible people, excellent lessons. You're going to dig it. That could be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week on the show, we rounded up the holiday season with Ask the Guys, and here was our question. Which was the first country to issue a Christmas postage stamp? Well, the answer is Canada. Yeah, the Canadians were first to have a Christmas postage stamp. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. We're talking about the fine market of Kansas City, and there was a song about Kansas City written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller back in 1952. It was first recorded by Little Willie Littlefield that same year, but it wasn't until 1959 that the song became a number one hit. For who? That's the question. Who sang Kansas City when it was a number one hit in 1959? Now that's a ways back for some of you. In fact, that came out before either Russ or I was born. So if you can remember, or if you can ask your dad, or if you can look it up, figure out who sang Kansas City, a classic tune that became number one back in 1959. The first person with the right guess is going to receive a copy of The One Thing That Changed Everything. So send your best guess, along with your name and mailing address, to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. That's today's real estate trivia question. It's a market spotlight this week. We're talking about the great market of Kansas City, Missouri, and Patrick Grace is with us. And Patrick, you know, a lot of folks are interested in a marketplace, but as we were talking about before the break, it's not where they live. So they've got to figure out, well, who do I know there? How do I understand the market and those kinds of things? So I'm glad you put this report together that explains some of the trends we've talked about. And actually, there's two things. There's a webinar that you put together on the marketplace and what you guys do, as well as a report on kind of current happenings. So before we're done, we'll tell folks how they can get a free copy of those things. But let's talk about the two ways that you work with investors, because in one regard, you're what we might call a turnkey provider. You've got a property that you've acquired, you've rehabbed, you put a tenant in, and you make that available to investors, and it's kind of a known quantity for the investor. And then there's the other side, which is people get involved earlier in the process. So let's first talk about the turnkey, because I know a lot of people, they have busy lives. They're working, they're focused on their family, they don't have hours and hours to maybe come out to the marketplace and do a lot of research. They just like to find a property that's finished, ready to go. So talk about the turnkey model. How does that work?
So the turnkey model, we're purchasing all the properties, we're rehabbing them all, we're sticking tenants in the properties, and then once they're rented, we can transfer possession to the investor. It's really simple, right? There's no headaches, no strings attached on the HUD or the closing statement. You get a deposit and you get your portion of rent, and you get your rent every month after that.
Yep, and of course you guys stay in and manage. I imagine you don't have to stay in and manage if they wanted to find another manager, but why would they?
Yeah. I mean, they can use any one of our services. Most of our clients use all of our services, but I do have a few customers who might use a different rehab crew. If there's any weakness to what I'm doing, it would be definitely acquisitions and finding property. So if they had other realtors or other property providers, that would fit in real awesome with my system, because if they can help us find the property, from the construction to the management, I think we offer the best solution in Kansas City with the longest history, 20 years of creating these portfolios and managing them.
Well, the fact that a lot of people have their eye on Kansas City tells me you're in the right place. Let's talk about the other side, because not everybody is in that position. And a lot of folks, they are maybe more on the deal side, or they want to understand or be involved. You have a program where an investor is getting involved basically much earlier than once you've already got the property finished and tenanted.
Yeah. So we talked about turnkey properties. This is more turnkey systems, right? I'm providing the realtors to help them find the properties.
Okay.
I'm providing, so they know exactly. And what I love about this second system is completely transparent. With turnkey properties, you might not know what the provider paid for it. You might not know what he did to the house, the rehab, the cost, the expenses.
Right, and that's a great thought. And I want to stop you there for one reason. And that is, if I'm buying what we call the fat cow, you've already fattened it up, you've made it beautiful, you've got the tenant in it, then really what you paid for it isn't that much of my concern, right? But people do want to know.
Right.
But in the second model, you bring them in and they acquire it, whatever price that it is. They know how much the budget is. Take us through that.
Yeah, so in the second model, they know exactly how much the property costs, because they're on the contract, we're negotiating a deal with them, and we're doing everything from the beginning of acquisitions, putting in the offers. So they're going through that whole process, right? Once the offer gets accepted, then we slide it over to construction. My companies go out there, we provide an all-inclusive itemized bid with all the pricing, itemized pricing, so they know exactly what's being done and how much it's gonna cost. We take them through that process of rehab and construction and draws and, you know, looking at pictures and inspections and just going through that whole construction process. But the one thing we eliminate is they don't have to go find crews that might not work, right? That's a big thing for a new investor. If you get in with the wrong crew and they take your money and they don't do a good job, it might put a sour taste in your mouth. So I eliminate that from them, but have them go through the construction process. And then once construction's done, we slide it over to property management. Now we're on to marketing. Now we're on to leasing. Now we're on to underwriting tenants. And you know, we'll pull a file together on a tenant, send it out to the owner, and they'll make decisions with us. The second model is completely transparent. They know everything that's going on from the purchase to the renter. And it's a more of a model that I put together for this big influx of education, right? That's the big thing, real estate education. And after people spend 20 grand, 30 grand getting educated, some of them want to go through the process of purchase, rehab, you know, fix and flip, buy and hold. So this second model was kind of made for, you know, those students. Or, and what's funny is some of the bigger hedge funds that come to Kansas City also love that model.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that in a minute. But while we're on this idea that you've got folks who want to be more involved, and it could just be from the educational point of view. I mean, if I just buy a house that you guys put together, then I don't learn that much. But if I'm part of the bidding process and seeing what it takes to screen a tenant, get a tenant in, yeah, work with the rehab budget, make those decisions, that's going to make me a better investor long term.
Right.
But let's talk about the hedge funds, because you brought that up. You have buyers that aren't just individual buyers. People are coming and buying stacks of houses. How does that work?
So the bigger buyers are, they're doing a lot of turnkey properties. I'm going out finding the assets. They give me formulas, you know, so I know what their buy box is. And if I can go find properties in their buy box, you know, with this institutional capital,
yep,
they'll buy everything you can supply.
Yeah.
You know, so the hard part right now is a lot of them are, maybe the market's a little better now for the hedge fund, and not that the cap rates aren't as strong. So I've seen a lot of them exit, but there's still four or five really big hedge funds in Kansas City that are buying a lot of property. And one thing I noticed is they're going after homes that are, like I would say, homeowner type properties, not investor type properties. You know, I see them looking at $250,000 homes in Kansas City. They're buying them directly from the owners, and they're having the owners touch up paint, clean the carpet, have the home pretty much rent ready, and when they close, they just stick a for rent sign in the yard.
Right.
Nicer homes, younger homes, nicer product. They're using the owners to fix them all up, you know, before they exit, and they're renting them like that.
Well, it's interesting. You know, one of the models people have who do the fix and flip model is they look for the kind of property where there's good profit margins. And if their in buyer is a homeowner, well, they can buy the nicer properties. But when you've got the investor in mind, which is who you guys cater to, now you've got to find a property that makes sense from an ongoing rent every month basis, but also where the costs are going to be put into the places that tenants appreciate it.
Right.
What is it that tenants are looking for? What do you guys do? What's your primary kind of, you know, checklist when you're looking at what to do to a house that you guys get?
That's a good question. So what we're doing, we're doing a lot of backsplash tile, subway tile, where the grays are in right now, right? We're doing a lot of grays on the walls and the white trim and the gray cabinets, tiled backsplashes on the bathtub walls with inlay designs, upgraded light fixtures, not just builder grade type stuff. You know, I noticed when I spend a little bit more on my rehab budget, just say maybe $1,000 more than I would, and I get upgraded ceiling fans, I get upgraded vanities, I get just nicer product, it really transcends to the rent, right, that I can ask for, and I can ask for premium rent, and I get better tenants with those premium rents. So we're kind of, I guess you could say it's a cookie cutter, because we're doing a lot of the same, you know, colors and vanities and carpet, but, you know, we're kind of giving an upgraded approach to it, and a little bit more than builder grade, not going with the cheapest stuff.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we've been rehabbing our houses for, you know, for rent.
So, Patrick, you know, there is a lot to this, and understanding that there are some things that are the same, like the fact that you use the same materials. That's a win, right? Because you guys can go in, you know what colors work for people, you can buy in bulk, you get better pricing, all that makes sense, deliver a product that tenants will pay for. You know, there's certain things that a homeowner might put into a house that isn't going to derive any more rent, right? So focusing on those things. And then what's the process like for the tenant? Are these month-to-month rents? Are they leases? How does that part work?
That's a good question. We're doing a lot of two-year leases right now.
Okay.
And we've been executing that. We do one-year lease minimums. If we can get two, we get two.
Yeah.
We have automatic lease renewals in our leases. So if they don't give us a 30-day notice, 30 days before their lease expires, it automatically renews for another year. And then we just have 3-5% escalators in our leases. So rent can go up 3-5% every year, which is what the market's bearing in Kansas City.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So you've got investors of all shapes and sizes, folks that are buying their first or second investment home, people that are buying 5 and 10 at a time, and institutional investors as well. What are the things that you wish that people knew that maybe they get surprised about when they come in and work with you?
You know, the biggest thing is what Kansas City offers is that low entry, high cash flow,
yep.
But there's also a dual exit strategy, and I don't think a lot of people realize that when they come to Kansas City. The second thing is people think of Kansas City maybe like cows and corn, and you know, and when they come to Kansas City, they're like, wow, this is a really big city.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's funny because I take around a lot of investors when they come in from maybe Australia or Canada or wherever they're coming from.
Yep.
And that's the one thing. They think it's really country. And, you know, it's probably the sixth or fifth or sixth largest city in the Midwest. And it's really growing. You know, they've put almost $6 billion into downtown Kansas City. They're putting a lot of money to revitalizing the entire airport right now. So there's so many awesome things happening in Kansas City in terms of infrastructure and transportation and just development of, you know, commercial and big retail and just huge developments going on. And none of that would happen if we didn't have the population to support it, right? So you can really tell if an area is thriving based off of the commercial developments that's happening around. And it's going crazy in Kansas City right now.
Well, and I can imagine that over 20 years, you've seen it grow quite a bit. And yet still remain affordable, which is one of the keys. Hard to find markets that are at that sweet spot when it comes to rent that still are improving. There's still tenant base. Who are the tenants, those folks that are coming to stay? So if you can kind of sum up who some of your main tenant groups are, people that are going to sign a two-year lease in a property like this.
So your tenants are going to be, you know, the big thing in Kansas City is transportation, right?
Yep.
That's a big thing. So your truck drivers, your mechanics, all the secondary people for those economic drivers that actually do all the work, Ford plant, the medical field is huge in Kansas City. All your nurses' aides, these are all of our tenants, you know. Professional services is another really big sector. Technology, Google has came to Kansas City. They've installed Google Fiber in Kansas City. You can actually watch cable through Google in Kansas City
okay.
now, and you can have internet, and so it's like a cable provider, and it's a Kansas City was one of their pilot test cities, and when Google came in, everybody came in the tech space. So those are going to be our tenants, is your, you know, just a lot of your nurses, your truck drivers, all the people that work in the factories, the warehouses, the distribution centers. These are all of our tenants.
Now, I know that there are people that are transient to Kansas City, but also people that have been there a long time and remain renting a long time. This is the only market you guys are in.
Yeah.
So talk about why Kansas City makes sense. And if you can, get out the crystal ball for just a minute. And what do you think's coming next? Where are we going to see continued growth in your marketplace?
Okay. The reason I love Kansas City is for what I said earlier, low entry, high cash flow,
yep.
with a little bit of equity. If I can find properties that have a 15, 20% equity position and I can make 7 to 9% net rent, I'm buying that house. To
yep.
me, that's a good deal. So Kansas City has that product. The second thing where I see the future going and the growth is going to be with the millennials. These guys are renting longer. They're not taking positions in properties. And as a buy and hold investor, you know, if I own 150 homes in my portfolio and these guys choose to start buying homes, now I'm a seller.
Right. Sure.
So now I can start selling properties. But the biggest thing is just the colleges in Kansas City. There's so many colleges in Kansas City. And these kids are coming from the East Coast and they're going to the University of Missouri, Kansas City. And they're finding out, oh, my gosh, I can live here and make 50 grand a year and actually be comfortable
yeah.
and own something. So a lot of these college students are actually staying. I was looking at some statistics, 20 to 25% of the kids who go to college in Kansas City end up staying in Kansas City just because it's affordable.
Well, you mentioned millennials because that's huge in a lot of marketplaces. Another trend is that they want to affordability, but they also want lifestyle. They want
yeah.
great restaurants. They want great shopping. And if you've not been to Kansas City before, it's got some of probably the best restaurants in the
yeah.
country.
They got the best barbecue.
Yeah.
We're known for barbecue. We've got rail car now that can take people from downtown to Union Station to
yeah.
the River Market. So easy. We've got 1,000 miles of bike lanes where people are riding bikes now in Kansas City all throughout the downtown area. I mean, the place has just grown unbelievably. 10 years ago, we wouldn't step foot in downtown Kansas City, and now it's like a metropolis, you know. Wow. It's crazy.
Good stuff. Well, Patrick has put together a couple things for you. He's got a webinar that explains a lot of the details, and then a report that's actually just come out on some of the things that are the trends and what's happening and so forth. So if you'd like to find out how to get more information about Kansas City and what Patrick does, all you have to do is send an email to kansascity@realestateguysradio.com. That's kansascity@realestateguysradio.com, and we'll get that out to you. Well, Patrick, we sure appreciate you sharing your time with us and wish you continued success. Thanks for sharing Kansas City with us today.
Man, I appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you.
You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. When we come back, I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Memphis is famous for being the home of the king of rock and roll, but it's also the king of cash flow. If you're looking for affordable cash flow properties, it's hard to beat Memphis. Get your portfolio rocking and more cash flowing your way by calling Terry Kerr at Mid-South Home Buyers. Terry's the king of turnkey properties. Contact Terry through the resource section at realestateguysradio.com. And be sure to order Terry's Tips for Turnkey Rental Property Investing Report. It's free. Just send your request to turnkey@realestateguysradio.com.
Too many people become victims of frivolous lawsuits and scammers simply because they were unprepared. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Asset protection is not only for the wealthy. Our strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to corporatedirect.com to see how we can help you. That's 1-800-600-1760 for corporatedirect.com.
Hi, this is Chris Martinson, author of Prosper, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. If you ever want to do bigger deals using other people's money, well, then you've got to get out to The Secrets of Successful Syndication. It happens in the middle of February in Dallas, Texas. All the details on our website at realestateguysradio.com under events. We're in Scottsdale, Arizona today, talking about Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, and there's a lot of talk going on here all over the place, so it's a little chatty as we're doing this.
Noisy and chatty, but you know, that's one of the things. We rarely do phone-in interviews. We specifically wanted to meet Patrick face-to-face, get in a room together. It's a new relationship for us. He was referred to us by a very good friend and a student of ours for many, many years who speaks really highly of him, and we've learned today vice versa, so that's always good. And it's like, you know, the next step is let's get together. And he got on a plane, came here to Scottsdale. We were going to be here at the event. He's like, well, I would love to be at that event. He's here learning and expanding his horizon as well. So it was really great to be able to just get the level of knowledge of his marketplace. And as that market has evolved, he's been following it the whole time.
Yeah. And I think, you know, again, we said earlier, that's really what it comes down to is getting involved with somebody in your boots on the ground team that really is dedicated to their market, that really knows their market, and has got some infrastructure in place, some relationships in place, because, you know, we say all the time this is a relationship business. And when you're sourcing inventory, and that's been one of the themes at this conference, is that inventory is hard to come by. And the key to finding that inventory is having great relationships in the marketplace. So when inventory comes available, you're on the short list of people who get the phone call. Well, you know, if you're an out-of-area investor, if you're a small mom-and-pop investor, you on your own are never going to be that guy or gal that is on that short list. So right. The best thing that you can do is align yourself with somebody that is, and then get on their short list and earn the right to be their one of their favorite clients so that they end up bringing the inventory to you.
You know, our motto is education for effective action, but what we really love to do is collapse time frames. If we can show you something that took us 10 years and show you how to do it in 2 years, that's amazing. So that's really what this is. You come alongside a guy like Patrick that's been in the market 20 years, and you get to leverage that 20 years of experience even though you've just found the marketplace. Pretty cool. So if you're interested in what they're doing there, just send an email to kansascity@realestateguysradio.com. You'll get Patrick's webinar and a report about what's going on in the market, and we'll keep our eyes on the market to see what happens there. Now, we spoke earlier about the syndication event. Patrick's going to be at the Secrets of Successful Syndication in February, and I think that could be a really great opportunity for someone that's looking to raise some capital to buy, you know, a couple of dozen houses to come and learn about markets. We'll have several of these what we call turnkey providers there, and really unique about Patrick's model that you can get involved kind of on either side. Up front, if you want to take more risk and more work and make a little more margin, and turnkey if you just want a property that's rented and ready to go. But I also think that right now, it's a great time to think about being a real estate syndicator. If you're the kind of person that already has a few houses, a few investments, and you want to get to that next level, and what's holding you back is you don't have enough money, well, that's a problem that is easy to solve.
If you look at what's going on right now, and of course, there's been a lot of talk at this conference about capital markets. It's what made us get interested in teaching syndication to start with. When the mortgage industry blew up, we could see that it was going to be hard for people to get funding, so you're going to have to raise your own money. Well, now there's a lot of funding available, but there's also a lot of equity available. And now with the changes in the tax law and some of these things with opportunity zones that are coming that have yet to be, you know, fully developed, but it looks like there's going to be a whole lot of money coming into the space, both on the equity side and on the debt side, and money coming out of the stock market into real estate. So there's a lot of reasons to be bullish on real estate, a lot of reasons to feel like there's going to be passive investors who are going to need your help as a hands-on person to take their capital and put it to work in the space. And in order for you to be effective, you just got to build a great network. And so we create these events like the Secrets of Successful Syndication, not just to teach you how to do it, because we could do that on a video. You don't have to get on a plane, but we create networking opportunities. And, you know, we encourage you to go to other people's conferences too, because the key is just like, you know, we're here talking to Pat and other people here at the conference. That's what we do. I mean, people look and say, gee, Robert and Russ, you guys have such a great network. Well, yes, we spend a lot of time on airplanes and in hotels and in bars getting to know people and building personal relationships. But that's where it all comes together.
So the network isn't coming to you. You have to go out and build your network. And a great place to start, if you're interested in getting to the next level in real estate investing, is the Secrets of Successful Syndication coming out to the event in February. Meet Patrick and pick his brain about Kansas City. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. Big thanks to Patrick Grace for sharing his time and his great knowledge on the Kansas City market with us today. And thanks to IMN for hosting us at this great event. If you're interested in what they do on the seminar and event side, just go to imn.org. Until next week, go out and make some equity happen.
Hi, this is Robert Kiyosaki, and I'm very excited about the next Real Estate Guys Summit at Sea Cruise. I mean, I've worked with Robert and his dad and Russell for I don't know how many years, 20-something years. Been friends all this time. We've always worked together. But coming up with something I've never ever talked about, and it's a concept called an infinite return. And once you understand an infinite return, it means you'll never need money. I'm going to have Tom Wheelwright, my accountant, because you have to have an accountant to do it. But it's probably one of the more sophisticated investment philosophies or strategies. It's something I've used since I've been 27 years old. And once you understand an infinite return, you'll never need money again, you don't have to pay taxes again, and you can never ever say again, I can't afford it. So I look forward to seeing you on the Real Estate Guys Infinite Return Cruise this March. Thank you.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723, extension 4. That's 888-489-7723, extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.